This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It started in 1988 as a concert presenter. It moved into its first home in 1989, and 12 years later into its present home at 210 Yale Southeast in Albuquerque. Over the years, the Outpost Performance Space has presented over 2,000 concerts featuring the most important names in jazz. Next Friday night, May 24th, the Outpost celebrates its 25th anniversary with a gala event at the Albuquerque Museum of Art. With us this morning is the man most responsible for the Outpost's 25 years, its founder and executive director, Tom Goralnik. Tom, congratulations.
Thank you, Spencer.
The Outpost is an atypical jazz venue in that it was not created as a place to make money serving drinks, but really as a showcase for musicians.
That's true. We are a nonprofit organization, and that's why we are different from many models that people think of where jazz is being presented, which has always been in bars, supper clubs, and so forth. But in the last, 15 years, jazz has moved more and more into the nonprofit world. But there are very few places like Outpost that are small, intimate spaces where the focus is really on the music. We support what we do, not just by ticket sales, but by memberships and sponsorships and donations. And I like to say, actually, the business model for a bar is that they support what goes on there by selling drinks, and we've chosen to do it in a different way. I don't think it's better or worse, but it is a different model.
One of the things that the musicians who perform there regularly like about the Outpost is that it is so respectful for the musicians.
Well, we certainly hope that. I mean, I call it informally respectful. And when people ask me about what the Outpost is, I say it's somewhere between a coffee house, a concert hall, and a club, because it really has elements of all of that in terms of what it feels like. And in fact, Michael Brecker, when he was here and towards the end of his life, he said, every town should have an Outpost. Which was really great. And I got it on videotape.
Many people in Albuquerque say exactly the same thing. Let's talk about this gala event on May 24th. The headliner for the gala is a performer who's very dear to you from your younger years.
Yes. The headliner is Mavis Staples. She is, of course, was the main voice in the Staples Singers along with her father, Pop Staples. Phenomenal group. And when I was growing up, my brother, who is a writer about music and 7 years older than I am, used to take me to unbelievable performances of Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and the Staples Singers and all of these wonderful performers that were happening in many places, but a lot of them at Club 47 in Cambridge, which actually, had some very similar things to what Outpost is. Interestingly enough, now that I say that. Right. Anyway, Mavis is just unbelievable. Anybody who heard Mavis sing, you never hear another voice like that. Strong and powerful, and her message is so strong and powerful. So I'm really excited about it. And opening for her is a great blues musician, Corey Harris, someone who's worked a lot in Africa and tracing those roots of Africa and the Caribbean. And we had the opportunity to present him as an opening act. There'll be dinner served in the museum and then the concert in the amphitheater.
Oh, great. Concert outside.
Yeah. The amphitheater is such a great place for a concert.
Yeah. Tom Goralnik is the executive director of Albuquerque's Outpost Performance Space. The Outpost celebrates its 25th anniversary Friday night, May 24th, at the Albuquerque Museum of Art. The fundraising gala includes dinner and a concert by Mavis Staples and blues guitarist Corey Harris. For tickets, call 268-0044. For information, go to outpostspace.com. .org. Tom, have a great time on May 24th.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. ¶¶